This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Hide and Seek, and these are the Sextras. Bonus sexy content.
Good gravy!
Exclusive to podcast.
This, of course, is the Sextras on Hide and Seek for Joy 94.9. And we did talk during the on-air show. We had a number of questions from Hide and Seek listeners. Mm-hmm. One of them was cut or uncut.
I love,
you know, because everyone needs to know that from our title holders. we would unpack that.
Yeah, but it's interesting, probably
just people, whip it out.
Yeah, people that were following us this week, and we obviously tagged you both in our show, were probably people that you know anyway. So these are probably your people asking these questions, which surprises me because...
Oh, it surprises me because I think anybody who knows me, if you don't know by now, you are not trying hard enough. And please, if you do want to know, try.
Just try.
Just try. It's not hard to do.
Do the least.
It will just be hard, but it's not hard to get me
it's
to
It's like you
you
don't even have to buy him a drink.
You really don't.
You are known to frolic around in your nude.
Yes, and I am also known to like whip it out for demonstrations or just for show and tell.
Yeah, for creative and artistic purposes.
Yep.
Mm. Yep.
So that is your answer, folks.
I didn't even answer it.
Yeah.
It is uncut. It's actually really funny. I've been known to like have a little bit of a party trick in which I trap air in my foreskin and then fart it out. It's much more difficult to do now because I have
love
quite
you
a
so much.
You're welcome. Fart jokes are, something that always gets me. But now that I've got a sizable piercing in it, it's much harder to do that trick.
Really? How sizable?
Can you just make sure you clean it? Can you just make sure you clean it before you do that?
Because
we don't want, like, smegma everywhere.
I was going to say, the penis or the piercing itself?
Wow. Let's be quite fair about it.
So how big's the piercing?
2 gauge.
Nice. Mm. Look, it's great to have such a petite little thing there.
A starter gauge.
Yeah. And the piercing as well.
Yeah, I know, right?
Do we need to have like a Destiny's Child Lose My Breath style like dance off with piercings?
Oh, no. I'm happy for people to have larger piercings than I'm happy where
so
I am.
So am I.
Yeah. My foreskin love it. Very, very nicely covers this one, and this is probably as large as I'm going to go.
Oh, bless. It's well.
Did you go large? How large did you start with?
6 gauge.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty
cool.
Big.
Yeah.
For the first one. That's pretty big.
Yeah, yeah.
Go I think hard or go home.
Kind of the lie. Well, my goal was always to go to 0, and then I kind of saw how the 2 gauge fitted and how it felt, and I was like, oh, I think 0 might be a bit... I don't think it would look as nice as 2, so the 2's kind of where... It's
kind of weird. Like, jokes aside, everyone has a comfortable size, and once you hit that point...
I've done 0 on like a curved barbell, and that was fine. But I probably wouldn't do it with a horseshoe, which is my favorite style of piercing.
Your go-to,
yeah.
Mine's a 2 as well, and it's a horseshoe or a banana. Yeah. Is it called a horseshoe or a banana?
Well, they're 2 different types. So the horseshoe is the classic, and then there's a curved barbell, which is just like urethra and
a crescent moony style.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Whereas I've
like
got the full captive bead ring style, so like the full ring with the bead.
Oh, like a door knocker.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Take a knock, see who's home. Now, Damien, don't tell me you've got a piercing as well, because I'll be the only one left out that isn't unpierced.
I do not have a piercing.
Okay, we can be in the unpierced
spot
together.
So, when are you getting it done?
Have you thought about getting one done?
Next Hide and Seek show, demonstration, live on air.
Oh, well. There's been questions with me and my partner whether or not either one of us wants it. My partner does want one for themselves. I'm really happy with just my nose ring. Maybe get my nipples done, but that's not what we're talking about.
It can be.
Yes.
Well, we could do them
live on air.
Yeah. Well, I'm here for that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
awesome.
For that. On radio, great.
Yeah, no piercings down there for myself. And to answer the question, I am also uncut.
Which is kind of like most Australians born after a certain period.
Yeah.
Which is mostly our age range.
Yeah, cool. we fit a niche.
Yeah, yeah. Although my dad did tell me that he did want to get my brother and I both circumcised, but he couldn't find anyone who would actually do it. So we both remain uncut, but
yeah,
not necessarily by our parents' choice.
Mm. Yeah, because unless it's for kind of medical or, you know, religious and cultural purposes, I think a lot of doctors now are like, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll check this after puberty and see if we really need it.
Check in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So does that mean I'm the only cut person at the table or John?
No, not cut.
Not cut.
It's just Tim representing
all by myself.
Oh.
Did
yes.
you as a cut person, as a mother? Did you as a mother? As someone who is sans foreskinage, did you ever have that conversation with your circumcision giver? The person in
the
charge?
Doctor.
Well, your parents.
Whoever decided on your circumcision.
I was a little bit young.
Whichever of your parents was responsible for kind of making that decision.
Never. Never.
Yeah, never raised it?
No.
Did you ever have that conversation with them as to why?
I think it was just done in the early 80s. It was pretty common.
Yeah, you're a cusper, kind of into that, like, 70s into early 80s, where it was still kind of relatively commonplace.
But I've kind of got something that's between
the two. It was being phased
out,
because I was the same time.
Because I'm technically cut, but then I have this bit of skin that wasn't quite taken out.
Oh, that's
at the top or underneath?
I don't... Hang on a moment.
It's just like a little asymmetrical little flare.
See, I love the fact that he's actually checking right now while
we're on everybody check the live feed.
It's like a popped collar. Yeah.
We are live on Camp 4.
Yeah, it's
live
like
on
that.
Camp 4. but no, that's a conversation that I had with my parents. I can't even remember when, at some stage, because my dad is circumcised and I'm not.
Mm.
And I think I asked my mum, actually, what was the decision there? Because, you know, if you're a circumcised person, that's probably what you're used to, and then that's probably, if you enjoy that, that's probably what you would want for your children. And and for them it was just like, no, that's, people just stopped doing that and we didn't really care and we thought we'd leave that up to you. I was like, great, love that. Yep, love that for me.
Yeah, camp.
Wasn't it supposed to be a cleanliness thing or something at the time, and then they disproved that?
Yeah, because parents didn't want to teach children how to clean their penises, which is like a 3-second conversation.
Grow up.
Yeah. Exactly. But then there are people that like can't retract their foreskin fully and find it more easy to clean and more enjoyable for sex to actually get it done later in life. I know a couple of people that have had that.
Yeah, I've played with a few guys who have actually had adult circumcisions just because they can't retract fully.
Mm.
I believe it's called
frenemectomy. Phimosis? Is it called?
Yeah. Phimosis, yeah.
What's the problem with the frenum? It actually...
When it tears or when...
Well, when it tears is a problem.
That's not fun.
But you don't want that to happen. But people who have them in a... let's say, delicate kind of way.
Oh, that doesn't allow for the...
They can't go wham, bam, bam, bam like this.
Yeah, mine's quite tight. You can't just... You can't surprise him. He needs, like, yeah.
Oh, bless. Choosing.
You need I need the choose. Sex equivalent of a cat with a bell on. Like, I just need... Oh. I need to... I can only drive at 40.
See, unfortunately,
see
I'm now getting visuals of that, and it's not helping.
I did have problems with my banjo string when I was in puberty. Mm. There were a few times where they were like, it tore and...
It's quite common to
As a pubescent male,
fun.
I was like, you're telling me that I have to leave it alone? Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
yeah. It eventually healed and it's now got like a little divot in it and it's a bit scarred. So I think now I can wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But I think when I was a teenager, it was...
Mine got a bit of a pull at some stage. It didn't break, didn't snap, but it hurt. And then it was very sore for a while. And even just showering, it was just like stinging. Unpleasant. But the reason we were having this conversation on air to our main topic was we were talking about whether someone... You can sometimes tell when you look at someone. It's like, he's going to be cut. He's going to be uncut. It's like you see a skinny guy and you're like, he's going to have a big dick. This skinny guy's got a big dick.
Right. I can definitely tell people's dick size by looking at them fairly well.
What about the hand? Like, the size of the hand, remember?
Yeah, I mean, if you've got big hands and big feet, you're probably more inclined. Yeah, but it's never a sure thing.
It's roughly the same.
But if you take the kind of age delineation out of the equation, sometimes you can just tell sometimes. Does anyone else find that?
No, I think that I have felt that. And then But then, like, I've checked. And I haven't always been right. And I think a lot of it is just wishful thinking.
Yeah, I think sometimes you're picking up on big dick energy and it's just like, okay, this person, they've got swagger, they're definitely packing something more than your average bit. But
yeah. Can you see it in their face though?
Yeah, I often try to put it in their face, yeah.
I put it on my mood board. I can see it in their face.
But the Tim,
come again.
Are telling me.
Oh, you are. But Tim was right earlier. Like, it's not just exactly cut or uncut. Like, sometimes I think they call it like semi-cut, where, you know, they didn't take off all of the foreskin and it is cut, but it's still got quite a bit of
movement. You know, we have a mutual friend that has one of those.
It's like the old lady.
He's rough.
It's like the old lady with a wrinkly neck.
So they went from a turtleneck to a long sleeve tee.
Yeah, probably more like a turkey neck. You know, gobble gobble gobble.
Oh, yes, right. That's exactly what it is.
Damien is currently blushing. What have I walked into right now?
Here for your dick fashion choices.
I'm here for it. I'm just a little. Verklempt.
Verklempt?
Oh, it is warm in here.
It is warm in here. Mm-hmm.
I do love that word. We should use it more often.
We'll work it in as a sting somewhere. We'll just, every so often, we'll just cut to Damien and say, verklempt.
Yep. I'm here for it.
But it's very telling of our audience that a number of people just were thirsty and just wanted to know, cut or uncut.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, can't say that I wouldn't want to ask that question. Like, it's definitely always on my mind when I find someone attractive, especially people as attractive as Damien and I. Oh, you know, of course they're going to be like, so what are they packing?
What are they packing?
But they're do you guys have a preference, cut or uncut?
No.
You don't discriminate?
No.
No, I think having a preference is lazy.
Every penis is glorious.
Yeah, we don't discriminate at all.
Exactly, yeah. I love having both options in the world. Because they both do
different things.
Nice and fun and different things. Like, you know, I like a piercing on a cut cock, just from kind of like an aesthetic standpoint, but there's lots of fun things that you can do with a foreskin. I have a good friend of mine who shares my name, who has quite an excessive foreskin. He's a big fan of docking. So if you're at a nudist event, you'll probably come across sharing the love. So there's lots of fun things you can do.
And the foreskin feels different in the anus. Like it's like a glove.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it slides more.
It slides more.
Yeah.
You don't need as much lubrication.
No, but it's self-lubing to a certain degree.
It's also different things for different things as well. Like, you know, with the piercing, not a huge fan of getting blown or blowing a cock with a piercing, but love it for anal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And like,
I value your teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I love sucking a cock. But, like, I always get a little bit weird about wanking it because, I'm used to my own, which is uncut. And all I need is my foreskin, where I know that with cut cocks, you might need some lube or... And if they're not pre-cumming enough and then it...
Yeah.
No, it's not. I haven't thought about this too much.
No.
And I've come across some guys, pun intended...
I'm sure you have. But I'm
sure. Who needed their foreskin pulled back in order to stimulate their cock. Otherwise, they couldn't feel it.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah.
Yep, that's me.
I mean, it's definitely a different sensation if you're like, you know, if you're just rubbing one out and you just don't bother going the full shebang. It's a different sensation to masturbate with the foreskin unretracted versus retracted.
So I get very, unless I'm like a rock, I get very sensitive with my foreskin pulled like all the way down. It's like, for me, unless it's like, let's go, you know?
Well, it lives in its cave most of the day.
Correct. Yeah.
It has that thing where you walk out of like a dark hunting. Cinema and you're like, oh!
Yeah, unless it's hunting, it stays in its cave. Yeah.
So yeah, it can take a little bit of like getting it used to being out
of the cave.
Whereas one of the benefits of a cut cock is that it's constantly exposed to, you know, rubbing in your pants and your underwear and whatever. It's generally taking a bit of a bashing throughout the day. So they're sometimes fun for like cock and ball torture because they can really take a bit of a whacking. I'm doing like a mother chastising a child.
Yep. The visuals don't really translate, Michael.
No, all these analogies and cats. No,
we need like a court artist to like come and like sketch me making my gesticulations on the airwaves.
I really don't know where to go from here, actually.
Down is always good. Yeah. Well, we would love to hear from listeners, obviously, if you are if you have suffered through us chortling about penises and foreskins. Tell us what your favorite is. What do you love about your cock? What do you love about your partner's cocks? What sets you off? We would love to hear from you. Drop into our DMs on socials or hideandseek at joy.org.au.
Yep, listeners, tell us who you cut or uncut. Send in pics.
This isn't Willem and Lester. No.
Always worth a try.
Just don't accidentally post any onto social media as we may have accidentally done.
Allegedly.
I can see myself logging in tomorrow. It's like, oh my God, so much porn.
Oh, so much porn. But yes, we want to hear from you. Tell us your favorite penis stories about your own. About having a dalliance with another. Are you pierced? How much can you carry on your piercing? We want to know. We're Sticky Beaks.
Sounds good. Thank you, title holders, for joining us on the Sextras tonight.
And if you did miss out on the main show, make sure to download that as well, where we have more from Craig and Damien as well. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks, thank you for having
the invite.
Us. Yeah.
Do you want more?
Yes! Yes! Oh! Yes! Yes! Oh!
Catch all the Hide and Seek episodes on podcast at joy.org.au/hideandseek.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.